82-year-old defies age to run 6-day desert marathon. If you thought turning 80 was the time to sit back and relax, think again. For a grandfather who is still running ultra marathons in the Sahara Desert, aged 82, says the blisters were worth it to beat Ben Fogel. Mario Rebellato is preparing to run his 7th ultramarathon there during April and has no plans to slow down. The Italian-born South Londoner, dubbed Super Mario, ran his first Marathon de Savoie in 1998 and plans to continue running while his body still can. The grueling 6-day, 160-mile race in Morocco is equivalent to roughly 6 marathons. Mario admits the event, considered by many to be the toughest in the world, deserves the status if only for the incessant blisters which plague runners from the first day. Runners have to drink 9 litres of water each day and take sodium supplements due to the buckets of sweat the body exudes in the searing heat. But he admits it's worth it for the sense of achievement and unforgettable memories of the event, including the year he beat TV presenter Ben Fogel. When he's not running, the unstoppable octogenarian still works full-time as an assistant at London's plumbing company Pimlico. Mario, who moved to England in the 1960s, runs ultramarathons to raise money for charities close to his heart, including the hospital trust he has volunteered with for decades. The father of 2 and granddad to 3 was recently honoured for volunteering at Guy's and St Thomas's Hospital Trust for 40 years. The Marathon des Sables, French for Marathon of the Sands, has been held annually in the Sahara Desert in southern Morocco since 1986. Mario has participated in 6 of the endurance races since his first in 1998, though he was only able to complete half of them. If he completes the race, he will become the oldest competitor to do so, surpassing then 75-year-old David Excel in 2017, who himself bested famous explorer Sir Ralph Fiennes, who finished the race aged 71 in 2015. The 6-day race is comprised of stages up to 57 miles long, with a time limit for each stage. Participants have to carry their own supplies and sleeping gear, though some stages are run amid the pitch-black desert night, and endure scorching temperatures, snakes, scorpions, and the occasional rainstorm. Mario said, "The main problem is not so much the heat, or the fact you have to carry your own bedding, food and water for 5 days, but the blisters. You collect blisters like confetti from day one. And for the next 4 days, you are really running on blisters, which is not too comfortable. Even the natives here, the Moroccans that run every year, cannot avoid the blisters. You have to drink 9 litres of water a day and take salt tablet supplements because you lose so much from constantly sweating. Combine the salty sweat and the sand, which gets into your shoes no matter what you do, I think it's the toughest endeavour in the world." The Marathon des Sables is an endurance race like no other, with temperatures regularly reaching 50 degrees centigrade. In addition to dunes and sandstorms, the course also takes in rocky areas where you have to use a rope between boulders. Mario has been running daily for 30 years now, but admits he has to step up his game prior to the race. Many of his close friends and family have advised him to retire, but Mario says he still relishes the challenge. My friends and family say, don't do it, he chuckled. In earlier years, they said, not again, not again. But now they've given up. They accept it's what I want to do, and I'm going to do it anyway. But they all think I'm mad. It's a kind of masochistic pleasure, you know. It's one of those things that you hate at the time. You curse and swear and say, ever again. But once you get back and the blisters heal, you think, when is the next one?